News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Monday update from Eniwa of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince back, and what's going on?
We have so much going on right now. Campaign is not over. It's as many people think that the end of the year brings kind of the wind up of campaign, but we have a lot of things going on. There's still time to give to United Way. United Way is fighting for the education, financial stability, and health of every person in the Brazos Valley region, and we do that through a network of nonprofits that we work with and we provide funding to. So gifts to United Way, in turn, turn into grants that are addressing education, financial stability, and health. And one of those grant partners is with me today, and that's Twin City Mission. I have Ron Crozier. He's the Director of Community Relations. He'll share a little bit more about their programs.
Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks, Allison, for that great and wonderful introduction. It's really awesome to be able to participate in this type of forum because it gives us a wider audience to help share our story. And our story really is one of many that fall under that United Way directive. So when you talk about the campaign not being over, really, if you look at it, it's never over. It's a year-long venture. And everything that Twin City Mission does throughout the year, we do that with the United Way logo on our back. And we hope the community recognizes that. It's not that United Way funds Twin City Mission, but it helps make funds available for the programs of the mission. And when I talk about the programs, I'm talking about youth and family services, our homeless services, our housing services, our domestic violence services, our donation resale services. So while we have a lot of pegs in the fire under our umbrella, we're just one of many pegs under your umbrella.
And as your population increases, so does the proportional, should say as the city's population increases, so does in proportion what you all do.
It does, Bill, and it's unique in this community. When you think about, let's take homelessness for an example. In larger metropolitan areas, you see a lot of people under the overpasses and out in front of the grocery stores and things like that asking for handouts. And while that's not visible in this community, that doesn't mean that the issues aren't there. And our big push is not to try to educate the community as to what homelessness is or what domestic violence is or what kids that need counseling is. It's to let them know that there are programs already in place in our community that can address those issues.
Which encompasses what, and off the top of your head, an estimated number of people served?
There's really no way to quantify that because I could provide services to Allison and she could take what she gets from us and help three other people, and then those three could help 10 other people. So there's no way to really gauge the actual number of people that we reach. We're a community-wide effort. You know, we were started in Bryan College Station. Our focus is Bryan College Station. Though we provide services in the 10 counties, the seven of the Brazos Valley region and then three other counties, our home is Bryan College Station. And that's, we're local people helping local people. It's that simple.
And you just brought up something that I like to reinforce, is that we're talking about United Way of the Brazos Valley, and now you're saying Twin City Mission's also part of that geographical complex.
Absolutely. In fact, if you look at the list of partner agencies that fall under the direction of the United Way, all of us at some point or another are providing services outside of Brazos County, whether it's going out there and providing services or those people coming into our community to get services. So it's important that they know what services are available. And I think the United Way of the Brazos Valley does an outstanding job of putting their name out there. And think about it like this. The term United Way is so universal, so recognizable, that if you have that emblem in your window or if you have that as part of your letterhead, then that gives you instant credibility with the people that are funding or are responding to the campaign or the people that need the services. If they can see that you're a United Way agency, they know that their needs are going to be taken care of.
And you're able to use the funding that you receive from United Way and be able to match that with other sources as well.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that Allison touched on when you talk about matching grants. The funds that we get directly go directly into services. But when we can turn around and use those funds as matching grants, we can double our grants, you know, in many cases. And that allows us to provide more services to help spread our name even greater. We've got a golf tournament coming up March 27th, and it's a fundraiser. But more importantly, it's an awareness raiser. We can get people talking about Twin City Mission leading up to the event, the day of the event, and then after the event, hey, I played in the Twin City Mission golf tournament. As long as Twin City Mission's name is being thrown out there, there's an indirect correlation to the United Way of the Brazos Valley because people can associate us with being a partner of that agency.
Speaking of the golf tournament, slots still available?
I checked it just this morning, in fact, and there are still spots available. If you've got a team that wants to come out and play, it's a Monday. It's at the Phillips Event Center and Golf Course, formerly known as Briarcrest. for the people who've been in town long enough. A great day is planned. And here's the neat thing, Bill, and I'll share with Allison too. You can come out and play golf on a Monday. Hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate this year. And you can have a great time with your foursome or fellowship with the 100-plus golfers that will be out there and the army of volunteers will be out there. And it'll be a great day. And the whole time you're out there playing golf, you're making a difference in our community. Just participating makes you one of those people that cares enough to stand up and be involved.
Also talk about the army of volunteers still need volunteers as well.
No, you never want to say no to volunteers. But right now, we've got a volunteer coordinator who's worked real hard at lining up our volunteers. That part's taken care of. Our field is not full yet, so we can still take more golfers. What we want people to know is that the event's going to be taking place. It's our one shot a year that we go out there and put our name out there on the line. And we want people to come out, just have fun, and at the same time, feel good about what you're doing, because this golf tournament, the funds we raise from this golf tournament, will go towards our programs.
And how does one learn more information?
Go to our website, www.twincitymission.org. You can go to our Facebook page, just Twin City Mission, or you can call us at 979-822-7511.
At the same time, the website will give you all the information if you have other questions about what you all do.
Absolutely, and any questions at all, whether it's related to golf or any of our programs or our association with United Way, we'd love to talk with anybody.
That's one good thing, Allison. Twin City Mission, again, among your other funding partners and funding recipients, is that they just have their hands in so many different things.
Absolutely. And Twin City Mission, I think, is one of our oldest partners that we've had consistently, I think, probably since United Way started back in the 60s. And it is one of those things that we're so thankful for that partnership, because we can only do so much. One organization can only do so much. Twin City Mission can only do so much. But we are with 18 other nonprofits. We have 18 partner organizations that we work together, and we are constantly fighting. And one of those things that Ron kind of alluded to is that you don't see homeless people standing on the street corners, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't happen in our community, and we are fighting about that. We are fighting for that already. And that's just one issue. There's abuse, neglect, things like that. All of those issues that you don't really want to talk about, and you don't really want to think your community has. Our community has them. They might just not be as prevalent as in other communities, but there is a group of people that are fighting for those issues and trying to, in most ways, eradicate those issues. We would love to put all of ourselves out of business, that we've solved all the social issues, and until that time, we're going to do something about it, and we're going to work together.
More information, UWBV.org, and again, not too late to have a workplace campaign or just a general pitch about it.
Absolutely. We're happy to come out and visit with you. As out somewhere this morning.
Allison Prince, United Way of the Brazos Valley, Ron Crozier, Twin City Mission, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.